Okay, so where we talked about last Zman, you know, selling the shul and transferring the Kedusha and all this, I want to get into the act, and there's going to be an overlap, but I want to get into the actual Shaila. What do you do? The Kedusha of the shul itself. What are you allowed to do inside the shul? What you're not allowed to do inside the shul? Etc. Obviously, this is very Negeya, and there's the Minhag HaOlam is very boil it on that, but you know, understanding all that, despite what we see, is very, very important, and the Gedarim will come out also pretty clear from that. So, the Gemara starts in Chaf Chesamad Aleph in Megillah, which is on page 8, even though the page number is cut off in the thing, page 8 in the thing, okay? Tanarabana. Bateknesias Ein Noigim Ben Kalus Roish. So you're not allowed to do kalos roish, which is some sort of light activities. Ein oichlin bohem ve'ein shoysin bohem. It's a gemara. Ve'ein ne'oysin bohem, which means then you can't like start hanging out over there, v'chulu v'chulu. Ve'ein metailin bohem ve'ein nechnasin ben b'cham v'pnei hachama uv'gsham v'pnei hachama. It's raining outside, and therefore you need to come shelter. You don't take shelter in a shul. It's hot outside, and the only place with air conditioning is the shul. You don't come in to enjoy the shul's air conditioning. And also you don't make a hesped there. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, if we would leave it at that, you know, we would be, a lot of what we do in a shul would be very questionable in that case, right? We do all those things. So, before we even get into that, let's just see one more Gemara. And the Gemara, because I want to go through the sources first, the Gemara, the truth is we could address that question straight up right now. And we can get to the other part of the other points later. But, yeah, we had a Gemara before that we mentioned it in passing. It's a Gemara over here. A few lines down. Amar Basi, Bateknesias in Bavel al Tanai hein asuyin. The Bateknesias in Bavel are made on Tanai on a condition. But the condition will not allow for Kalas Roish. Okay, what is this Tanai? So we had a three-way machlokes rishonim as to the nature of the Tanai. We said that Rashi and the Hagayis Ashri, they learned that Tanai works for everything except for Kalas Roish. So even though we listed a whole entire list of things that you cannot do, but kalos roish, which means levity, I don't know, you know, light activities, joking, v'chulu, that there's no heter for. But other than that, Rashi says, "Tanai amanas shishtamshu bo," and they could use it. So even though we're making a beis hakneses, but I won't even be able to use it for what I need. Tosfos right here, it says no. It's not considered kalos roish.
Yes. Rashi says it doesn't say vit eino lachon because kol elu are kalos roish. Kulu piush the kalos roish.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara means here when it says eino yigim ben kalos roish. It means real kalos roish.
More
specific, yeah. Yeah.
Does it mean a kiddush? Is a kiddush a kalos roish?
So eating by itself is not necessarily kalos roish, but eating that will lead to drinking is kalos roish. So you can answer the question yourself. I guess it depends what type of kiddush. Right? So eating, that's a place you can say, eating that will lead to drinking is considered kalos roish. Alcoholic drinking we're talking about. Yes. What? I'm not going to get into details, but that's that's the general principle, okay? So that means that tonight would not necessarily help for kalos roish. Okay. Now,
more kalos.
Yeah, but Tosfos argues on the whole Rashi, and Tosfos says, no, you cannot use a Tanai at all. Tanai doesn't help for that. Tanai only helps for using it after it's no longer being used as a shul anyway. Because the Gemara says that the Kedusha remains even after Chorbanon, even after it's not being used anymore. On that, the Chiddush is that you could have a Tanai to say that you know, that lacha chuban, you're allowed to use it. But other than that, the Tanai won't help. There's a middle shita, which is the Ramban. The Ramban says in between, so you could use it while it's around, but only if it's a real shas dechak. Like for aniyim, for example, you have poor people that they had nowhere to go and eat. And in the old days, you see in the Gemara Pesachim, right? They would make kiddush for the aniyim in shul. They would eat in the shul. There was no place for the aniyim, and the main place that the community would service the aniyim is in the shul. There's no other public place. So therefore, mitocha doichak, you're allowed to use a tanai, but otherwise, you can't use a tanai. Only when it's really pushing and there's a duchak. Okay, so those are three shittas. Rashi says you could use it for everything. Tosafot says you could use it for nothing. And the Ramban says in between, you can only use it for shas adchak. How do we paskin on the Tanai? So, what? So, look at Shulchan Aruch, which is Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Yud Aleph, which is on page 18 of the booklet. So there he says, in Bishas Binyan, page 18 in the booklet, the last line there in the Mechaber, in Bishas Binyan, Beis HaKnesses, if at the time of the building of the shul, Hisnu Olav, Lehishtamish Boy, they made a condition to use it, Mutter Lehishtamish Boy Bichurbanoi. The Tanai works to use it after it's destroyed, Avo Bi Yeshuvai, but while it's around, Loi Mahani Tanai. Vafilu Bichurbanoi, it only works against the Tashmish, you know, a strong Tashmish, not a Tashmish. So who does the Mechaber passing like? Tosfos. He does not passing like Rashi or the Ramban. So that leaves us back in hot water, right? Because now tonight won't help.
No Ramban or anything.
Right. Where, this is where we are. Now, so according to this, no tonight. So it's not going to help. Now, the we spoke out last time, or two times ago, a Gavaldika Svara from the Biar Alacha, and also from Ramosha, that they explained this opinion. Because even this opinion would sound like that you could do a Tanai for other things. Because the Mechaber himself, who says you cannot make a Tanai on a shul to allow us to defile the Kedusha of it, you could make a Tanai, let's say, on Tashmishi Kedusha. So, for example, let's say a person had a bell for the Sefer Torah, but he wants to be able to use the bell. It's a couple of years, you know, maybe he's going to come at a point where he wants to use a bell to, you know, for his house, to knock the door. You know, he doesn't want to give up the bell to the Sefer Torah completely. You can make such a Tanai and say, I'm giving it to the Sefer Torah, but I want to retain the Kedusha. I want to retain the ability to, you know, use
make
it for, yeah, to use it for my own personal needs if I need to. So that Tanai works. So Frick the Magen Avraham, there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you can make a Tanai for a bell of a Sefer Torah, but not for a shul? So the Biur Halacha says very simple. This opinion holds that if you're going to make a Tanai to say, that I'm allowed to do all these things in the shul, then essentially what you're saying is that it's not a shul. And you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed not to have a shul. You have to have a shul. But there's no din, you have to have a bell for a Sefer Torah. So it's not called a Sefer Torah's bell. Who cares? So it's a non-Sefer Torah's bell that's being mahana the Sefer Torah's meanwhile. It doesn't have to have that shame that it's miyuchad for the Sefer Torah. But as Beis HaKnesses, has to be a shul. If it's not a Beis HaKnesses, you're not yet to the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses, and you're not davening in a shul. And therefore, this opinion holds you cannot make a Tanai while it's still around, as opposed to other Tashmishi Kedushatim. So for example, the Bima. Obviously, clearly, we do not use the Bima in the way that the Bima is meant to be used. Because if the Bima had the Kedusha described in the Mishnah, you would not be able to put anything on the Bima other than the Sefer Torah.
Or lean on it.
Or do anything on it. Or go in there, you can put Sfarim on there. Go, there's Gemaras on top of the Bima. There's a box
calendar.
Yeah, people put a box of tissues on there. I mean, I always take it off when I see it. But the Maisa, the answer is, clearly, that we're not giving it the Kedusha of the Bima. Now, terrible, you don't have a Bima? Okay, so who's, is there a halacha somewhere you have to have a Bima? Mm-hmm. So you don't have a Bima?
There's a halacha you have to dominate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of milas to it. There's a
shul in the community. So I don't have a shul, so the place that I'm not considered a shul.
Okay, so because then you're losing the milah of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses in your tefillah. Tefillah is supposed to be done in Beis HaKnesses. It adds to the Kedusha of the tefillah. So you want to give up on that. It's, you know, you're already giving up a lot. So Mamela, this opinion holds, like, okay, now, fine. But that's what that opinion holds. But we don't necessarily, okay, but the Ramban and Rashi obviously don't hold that way. They hold you couldn't.
It's like a tonight. It's a tonight that you can be able to take it back when you want and remove the kedusha.
No, that means that I never got the kedusha. Well, no, I'm going back and forth. I'm going to on Shabbos. I'm going to bring it to for the bell of the Torah, and during the week I'm going to use it as for my house. Whatever.
What about a shul that they roll the bima aside and they make a wedding in it? That's more about levity than a wedding.
Yeah. So.
So is there like a standard tonight?
11. Yeah, that's a major kalas reish.
Wedding.
Yeah. Not the ceremony, but the dancing and all that.
In the bismendish or in the...
Huh?
Why is that called?
Because there's drinking, there's women, there's who knows what.
In the bismendish or in the hall?
I'm not talking about the hall. Huh? Okay, so we'll see.
So is there a standard tonight that's used these days to make that kind of thing okay?
Okay, so that's what we're trying to figure out. I mean, let's see. So all now...
Schools sometimes don't have a separate hall. You have to use the same...
Right, so what are you using it for? That's part of the question. What types of sudas, what types of... Okay, so now, is there any room to waver off the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. So the Bir Halacha brings down that right in the beginning of the Siman, where the Shulchan Aruch introduced this original Isser, which is on page 15, and he says there in the beginning, Bati Knesias Bati Midrashas Ein Noyegin Ben Kalos Roish, Ki Goin Tzchoik V'Hitol V'Sicha B'Tela, V'Ein Oichlin V'Shoisin Bohem, and you cannot eat there. So right there on that comment that you cannot eat on it, the Taz says that, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Sefkat on Hay, that Hu Adin Im Hutrachu Anshe Ha'ir Lefi Shah Lahachil Bohem Orchim Aniim Oilashkivan Sham Demoter Avazel Rak Dafka Babatek Nesir Shabuchutz Laaret Vishoisin Gambazev Vinir Demok Matrak in Lahachmer. So right away, he brings the Taz. The Taz says that in the minute of Chutz La'aretz was that you gave a niyam to eat in the shul. How did they give a niyam to eat in the shul? Says the Mishnah Berurah. No, in the shul. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Avadia brings a machlokes on that. But a lot of people held that the niyam used to eat in the shul. And let's say that's where you want to feed the niyam. So the Shaar Tzion says that obviously the Taz is not paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz is paskin like the Ramban and the Ran, that you are allowed to be soymech on a Tanai, mishas hadchak. Shas hadchak means there is no choice, and there's somewhat of a mitzvah. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. So you're allowed to feed the aniyim, because they're eating over there. Okay? And it must be that in Rabbi Avadia, he says, you see from there that you're allowed to have a Sudas Shabbos, because that's somewhat of a mitzvah. And this could be the makar why you're allowed to have Shal Shudas in the shul. Shal Shudas, because that's somewhat of a mitzvah, and it's a little bit of a shas adchak, because there's no better place to have it. And if you're not going to have it, people are probably going to go wander all over the place and maybe not have Shal Shudas. And surely they're not going to end up hearing the Divrei Torah and all that that's being done. And therefore, there is a little bit of a shas adchak together with the mitzvah, so that already, there's a shas adchak on that. So you can make
like
it tonight.
Make so
correct. Now, there is one other knetch. So right away, you already have a Taz that's a little more lenient. That's one thing to keep in mind. But there's also a very important knetch in Sif Dalet. In Sif Dalet over here. Sif Dalet, in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, L'tzorech beis ha-kneses mutar lecho v'lishon. You are allowed to eat if what you're doing is for the purpose of the shul. For example, umitam zeh, yeshenim b'lel yom ha-kippurim beis ha-kneses. You allow people to sleep in shul on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's going to enhance the tefillah tomorrow. That people don't have, they're coming into the shul from the outskirts of the city, you know. Everyone's on Yom Kippur, everyone comes in. Now, they're not going to go back and forth. They can't. There's nowhere, they can't go back and forth. So they want to sleep over. So they're going to sleep over in the shul. So why is that permitted? It's permitted because that's called Tzorech Beis HaKnesses. That's part of the need of the shul. Why? Because the shul wants to have a nice minyan Yom Kippur morning. And they're going to have a lot more people if they allow them to sleep over. And therefore, that's considered... that's considered a tzarech of the shul, okay? Then the Shulchan Aruch adds, umitam zeh, you can extend that to any tzarech mitzvah, like when they were gathered together to be ma'abra the shana. So in other words, when the Chachamim would get together to declare the calendar for the year, they would you have all these pictures at the Etzes meeting, and there's like a bottle of seltzer with some peanuts there. So they would gather together to make the Ibr Shana. So they had a meal. They had a meal. So they had a meal, but they did it in the shul. But since that's considered a tzarech of the basic knesset, now why is that considered a tzarech of the basic knesset? I imagine because that's a public need. Since it's a public need for the community, so they were allowed to do it in shul, and they were allowed to even serve food. Says the Magen Avraham, obviously they didn't have kalos reish there. There was no alcohol. They were passing very serious questions. And they just had very basic dips, hummus and bread, he says.
No food, just an
akkadim. It says they had hummus and bread, and kidneys, and pas for kidneys bilvad. So they basically they had basic food. It wasn't a whole major meal, but that, so if you're just gonna serve very basic and it's considered a tzarech of the community, it would seem like you don't even need a tanai for that. It would seem that that's considered part of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is to serve the community in a certain way. It's not a steer to the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to serve a meal for the Ibur Shana. So Rabbi Avadia wants to say, perhaps, any Sudas Mitzvah, which is pretty basic, so Mamela, it's Motor, he wants to extend that to Shal Shudas. And that's why you can have Shal Shudas in the Shul, because without a Tanai even. Okay? That's part of why you're allowed to do this. Okay? But okay, so now we could pull a little bit for Shal Shudas. Okay, we got Shal Shudas covered. Okay? What about more than that? What about once you're in the realm of Kiddush or, you know, so now, one could argue that anything which is for the purpose of the tzibur, once you're going to spread the tzibur all over the place, and mamela, it somehow helps the tzibur. Okay, so it's got to be somewhat of a mitzvah and somewhat for the tzibur. Now, well, correct. Now, that where I'm going to have to talk about next week, about the status of the people that actually learn in the Beis Medrash. Because the people that learn in the Beis Medrash, clearly there's more leniencies for them, because they might live there. We don't want to send them home every time they want to eat. It's going to be a big bittul of the Beis Medrash. So we would rather have them, you know, eat in the shul and all that. So that could be part of the heter. But once you're beyond that, it depends on the, possibly there's kipshuta that's nashim is not the same level of kedusha as the shul itself. Now, well, yeah, okay. So now, are you allowed to rely on this Ramban? Now, let's say it's not going to fall into the category of Ibur Shana. It's not going to be a public, it's going to be a more, a guy's making a bris, making this student in the shul. So that's not going to be an Ibur Shana issue, right? It's not the purpose of the community. That's not the tzarech of the Beis HaKnesses. It's this guy. It's for mitzvah, but he needs social hall, this guy. He has nothing to do with the shul. Nothing to do with the community. It's a private need. Where does that fit in? What would be the heter for that? Even if we're going to... What? So Chora, the only heter for that is going to be if you use Tanai. Right? Now, there's two limitations to Tanai. One is it has to be Meshasa Doichek, according to... What? Doichak means you've got to be that you really have no other option. Push comes to shove, literally. Right? So that was the only time that the Taz was Makel and the Bir Alacha brought down that Ramban that you're allowed to use the Tanai B'Shas Dachak. But Rashi's opinion that you're allowed to use the Tanai no matter what, no one brought that Lahalacha. So we can't just... Now, the Mir Shabur said you can put Rashi together and the Mele B'Shas Dachak you can have it Tanai. But if it's not a Shas Dachak... Okay, the other major limitation on Tanai is that it's not so posh that the Tanai works in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you remember the language of the Gemara, it says, Bateknesias shebebavel, the Bateknesias in Bavel, al Tanai Asuyas were made on Tanai. And Tosis spoke out, what's the difference between the Bateknesias in Bavel and the Bateknesias in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Bateknesias in Bavel inherently have less Kedusha because they're not going to last forever. Because the Bateknesias in Bavel will Bashas Mashiach are going to be bottled, but the Bateknesias in Eretz Yisrael, the Bateknesias in Eretz Yisrael will remain. And there's a third problem. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, this would not help you, even if it is a Tanai. And third problem is that if you're using the mechanism of Tanai, who says everyone made a Tanai? Let's say people didn't make a Tanai, right? It's not so clear. So all these are limitations. Based on that, Ramosha, I'll just read you Ramosha's Lashon. Ramosha's Lashon in a tshuva is, Ramosha's Shaila, if you want to know, is a blind person allowed to bring a service dog into shul? Because the Mefurash HaHalacha, that bringing an animal into shul is against the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to bring animals into shul. It's against the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses.
Even kosher?
Huh? Kosher. Animals. What shaykh is kosher? Yeah. If it's shechted already, then maybe you can bring it in if it's kosher. But I'm saying while it's alive, what?
By the kids also.
So.
Huh?
Right. If you bring in the turkey salad sandwich, that's a separate issue. But the turkey itself. No, you're not allowed to shecht in Beis HaKnesses. What? Okay, that's something else. So you're not allowed to bring an animal into Beis HaKnesses. So Moshe has a whole riot from the Yushalmi that the bizayon of bringing an animal is equivalent to the eating. It's not kalas roish. It's not considered kalas roish. It's only considered like eating and drinking. And therefore, he says, since the minig nowadays apparently is that we do rely on tanai.
You can't bring in your dog because you can't bring in food. Right. The dog is food.
What do you mean?
Saying it sounds a little different that stop eating.
It sounds worse. What?
The same level.
A lot worse than eating.
The same what? Level as eating. It's not kalas roish. It's not
kalas roish.
It's a level of kalas roish. You're being a lower level of kedusha with the shul.
Can you bring a dirty diaper at the shul?
That's what Moshe's whole riot. Moshe goes through a whole paragraph to prove this point. Exactly what you're saying. That the kalas roish of bringing an animal into shul is equivalent to the level of eating. It's not worse. Obviously, you're right, it's a chiddush, but that's why Moshe had a riot. Look, he got a riot from the Yushalmi. He means the whole Bavli, there's no riot to this. So he has a riot from the Yushalmi. Okay. Now, he says, based on that, v'kivan shu'rach ke'achila v'shtila, harei l'zeh ma'ani t'nai. You're allowed to make a t'nai for eating. That's v'haraya, look around. And he says, when do we use the t'nai? B'shas t'chak. That there's no choice. This blind guy is shas t'chak because otherwise he's never going to be able to go to shul. This guy in the chashas t'chak, godol mizeh. Now, you could say, it's a very nice shas t'chak for him. What about everyone else?
If he barks during the shots, it's a lot worse than eating eggs and shrimp.
Service dogs
usually
don't.
Service dogs.
That
one time.
What?
It's a lot worse.
The problem really is that it bothers scared, other people. Yeah. Right.
It's worse than the cell phone going off. Definitely.
Same. No, probably not. It's much worse. Right? So he says. Then he wants to say, by the way, he says that it could be Yeshle Stapik. So then he says, listen to his lashon. He says that since the Mishnah Berura, rightfully so, paskins not like the Shulchan Aruch, this whole thing is going not like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but Maisa, a lot of the Rishonim and Achrayim bring it. So keep in mind, it's not like the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, don't use the Tanai. But since the Ramban and says you can use the Tanai B'Shas HaTchak, and the Taz goes with it, and the Bir Halacha goes with it, and Rashi would say you're allowed to make a Tanai even Shulchan B'Shas HaTchak. So Memela, Moshe goes with that Mishnah Berurah, and he says you can make a Tanai B'Shas HaTchak. And that's why we have Shal Shudas and Shul. Again, Rav Moshe is saying we have Shal Shudas because of the Tanai. Rav Avadia in the Chavadas holds it's not out the Tanai. He holds it that's just out Sif Dalid, that you're allowed to eat in Shul when it's a Tzarech the Shul. And Memela, he says like this, Kvar Noagu Yesh Lismach Al Ramban Lahatir Afil B'Shas Atchak Ukimudumani. But I see that people have extended this to include non-shas atchak. Okay. Now he says, by the way, at the end he says, but it could be that you don't even need this whole shtickle, because since he's bringing it in to help him daven, it's mamish like a tzorich of the tefillah itself, and therefore there's no bizayin and kalas roish at all, and it's mutal chatchil without it tonight.
Everything you need.
No, I'm talking about the dog.
I'm talking about the dog.
You can eat outside the shul.
Seeing my dog.
What?
Yeah. I live in.
So now. Okay. So we are in okay shape if we're going to end up using this heter of the Ramosha, the Bir Halacha, and everybody that b'shas atchak you can use tonight. But again, we're still limited to shas atchak, and we're still limited to Bavel. Okay, so now even if you want to say, okay, the minig everywhere is like that, what about Eretz Yisrael? So the Chazon Ish and the Bir Halacha really himself, they all say that even though in Eretz Yisrael, in times of the Gemara, they didn't make that Tanai, but nowadays we make the Tanai even in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, okay, fine. But in Maisa, it's only B'Shas HaTchak, and therefore, it will not help for Kalas Rosh. Memela, the Shevet Alevi.
Have a shul and
spots.
It was built
600
years ago.
Zero tonight.
The shul was built before.
Oh,
I'm sure he
didn't
have a
tie.
No
tonight. First of all,
it's
an Eretz Yisrael. Second of all, he himself holds not that way.
Right. So,
it's
his shul that he built.
Yeah.
A shul that's more than 400 years old. You don't have in Eretz Yisrael. You really can't have a coffee
No. The question is drinking the same as eating? But pashtus it is. Okay, now, if you are one of the kvuim that you learn in there all day, maybe it's different. Now, Lemaisa, Rav Moshe Sternbach and the Shevet Alevi are both pretty machmer, and they both say, okay, Shal Shudis, maybe Shal Shudis, you have two aterim, maybe Smaam Shasat Chak, and even without Shasat Chak, maybe Smaam Shasat Mitzvah, but then it's a stamazoi to have a bar mitzvah there, or and for sure Chasen, which is this Kalas Roish, and to be make on all these type of things, they don't really come out with any strong.
The actual marriage? Or the Suda.
The Chuppah and Kedushin was a separate thing that they didn't do in shuls because it was like a reform. The reform, that's from the time of the Chasam Sofer, that the reform used to make the ceremony inside the sanctuary. And that was similar to like the Goyim. So the Chasam Sofer said you're not allowed to make the ceremony in a shul. That's why in most places you won't find that
can
they
you make it in a reform shul.
Huh?
Can you make it in a reform shul?
So there's a whole shul. There's all mice in Baltimore. There's a shul that's a shvacha shul, and Is it conservative? Is it not conservative? It's the whole thing. So some people, my chassan was there. So they have a social hall. They have a social hall there, and everyone made the chassan is there. The question is, do you make the ceremony in the sanctuary or somewhere else, a different room? So some people said, Rudiman was Masada Kedushin many times in the sanctuary. So it's a raya that he went in there, so it's not controversial. So the Talmidim of Rudiman said not the opposite, is that he gufa made the ceremony in there because he was trying to show it's not a shul. Because if it would be a shul, you can't make a sanctuary, say the Kedushin in a shul. It's only a gufa is not a sanctuary, it's gufa not a shul. So Mamela, it's like a hall, it's a conservative shul, you're allowed to do whatever you want in there. If it would be a shul, you gufa wouldn't make a Siddha Kedushin in there. So it was a shul. What? Go ask him now.
No, I mean,
that's what Tamidim said. There's nothing to ask. They're good for saying that. But therefore, it became a problem because a lot of the old Rabbanim wouldn't walk into conservative shuls. Like the old Telzers and all this stuff, they wouldn't go into conservative shuls. Bechlal. So there's a Rav in Silver Spring that Gufa wouldn't go in there because it was conservative. It was interesting. But the point is, we're talking, but that's something else. But the suuda is very hard to understand what exactly the kula is, right? What's the kula? Al Tanai doesn't help for Kalas Rosh. It's not a public mitzvah. So you want to say a bris milah, pidyon ben, maybe there's no Kalas Rosh on that, then a mela, I don't know if there's a shas atchak. Okay, let's say it's a shas atchak. Okay, right. So you're really relying on like, you're down to the, but any time that there's going to be a Kalas Rosh, that's already kimat. There's no heter for. I mean, there's no heter for that. There's only one heter left.
So what was the meal for the women?
There's only one heter for in the social. There's only so. Rav Moshe Sternbach says like this: V'roy ha'yel l'chol beis haknesses livnas ulam l'smachos v'ledrashis v'misibas shel mitzvah v'loy la'arav chol b'kodesh. So poigim b'malas kedushas hamakom. It's better to have a social hall.
Yeah, so you're causing a lot of issues if you don't have a social hall. It's not for sure. You should definitely have.
Yes.
Is it kedai to have a smaller show and a bigger social hall, or no social hall and show? Before you build it, is it to have no social hall and a bigger show or a smaller show and an actual?
This is actually the start of a campaign.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, so
well,
now,
really
right. So now, the only heter left is the heter of the shtiblach. Okay? The heter of the shtiblach, we'll get into next week, we'll see the Divrei Chaim inside. But basically, just to throw it out there for now, and we'll get into it next week. The heter of the, it was the old minig was by the Rebbes. So they had everything in the shtibl. They would serve all the meals, everything. The Stechemet says to serve cake and whiskey and herring, whatever, by your yard site. In shul, he says there's absolutely no heter for that.
There's no
heter for that.
But everybody is.
So what's the heter for that? He says, Stechemet says, it's not tchak, what's the meal, so don't have the herring. And second of all, it's not chasat tchak. I don't know Kalas Rosh not, but he says there's no tzarech for it at all. There's no reason to do it. It's not shasat chak, and you shouldn't use a tznai for that. Now others say, okay, whatever. It goes into this whole question, right? Now the rebbes, so in Europe, they would have everything in the shul, everything. So what's pshat? So the Divrei Chaim says is that the gufa, when they made the kedusha, when they bought the house and they established it to be the shul. He said that they never made it into a shul to begin with. It's the opposite. They made it into a shtibel. What's the Yiddish translation of shtibel? It's a house. Shtibel, a shtub is a house. Shtibel, it's a little house. It's a house for everybody. It's a beis vad l'chachamim, is the Lashon of Divrei Chaim. That they made it into a beis vad l'chachamim. That it was just a place for gathering, a social gathering place. And we dive in there, we eat there. There was no specific kedushas basic necessities. Rav Moshe says the problem with that is that you're now not having the basic necessity. You're back to that first problem. But they felt, Divrei Chaim and all the rebbes from then, they felt that there's too much going on there. That if it's going to be a shul, you're not going to be able to cover your bases with a tanai. So therefore, they were mired it and specifically built it as a non-shul. Okay, so that's going to be the way they addressed it. So we have to see that inside exactly how the Divrei Chaim. What? Well, and a lot of it was their own private house and these whatever. Okay, so basically, just to chazer over.
What's the solution?
What?
What's the solution?
Well, the solution, you could resolve it without allowing a total carte blanche to everything should happen in the shul. People, because of the Tanai, so all of a sudden we let everything go. It doesn't have to be everything. You could, if you limit it to within the guidelines, there's no Kalas Reish, and basically Shasat Chak.
No herring and shops.
No.
When the teacher doesn't allow anything. Huh? It's
when there's a Shasat Chak, what it means, you have a big meal. You're having a, even let's say it's a bris.
So even a Simchas Torah, Kalas Rosh.
I don't know about Simchas Torah. Maybe that's a Tzarech of the Shul itself. That's like a different category, maybe. But I'm saying
no herring in shops.
In the shul.
In the shul,
that's a big deal. No, I'm saying, but if you have a bris, you have a sudas of a bris. Okay, so maybe a sudas of a bris is different because a sudas of a bris, there's nowhere to do it. The only place where are you going to do it? Don't do it here. The only place to do it is another shul. I mean, there is no public place to do it, and since there's no public place to do it,
there's no public place at all. No social hall, there's no anything. Social hall, the shul should be fine, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so Kolzman, the city has a social hall. You shouldn't have anything.
If you're able to do it, it depends what the Shasat Chak is. Also, let's say it's on Shabbos. So, your whole Tzibur is here. It's a big Shasat Chak to go tell them to go there.
So, youngest has a social hall, so no one should be able to take control ever. Unless the social hall, youngest is not available.
With, of course.
That's what I'm saying. So.
You're right.
Base measures is worse, if anything. But the question is, if you have shasat chak, if there's shasat chak and there's no kalas roish, then you know, there's what to rely on. That's what I'm saying.
No,
you can have a herring and shops as part of your bris, but I don't know. You could have it just time for no reason. So the point, right? The point is that really Medina de Gemara. According to Tosfos, which is the way the Mechaber Paskind, you're not allowed to eat in shul, and the Tanai will not help, and pretty much it will close up shop until we get to next week, which is Talmidei Chachamim in a base medrash. Maybe it's different, but basically it should be awesome. Comes Rashi and the Ramban, Tanai works, but the Ramban says Tanai only works Mishasat Chak. The Bi'ar Loch from the Taz, the Taz goes with the Ramban, and therefore the Mishabura and the Bi'ar Loch and the Sharatzin, he says that Mishasat Chak, you can rely on this. Tanai Moshe goes like that, and therefore there's room to be made aware you're going to be fit in within the guidelines of the Tanai, which is Shasat Chak and Okalas Roish. That would fit into the guidelines of the Tanai. Once you're beyond that, you're in murky waters. And until we get to next week, the whole issue of the shtiblach issue. And there was right, that was the Tanai. Oh, and maybe one other point is that when it's the Tzorich of the Beis HaKnesses itself, that Sivdalin, that let's say Suda of the Ibur Shana or something like that, and Rav Adi Yosef writes in the Chavidas that maybe like any Suda for the Tzibur, like Shal Shudis or something, which is so servicing the Tzibur, maybe it's Mamash Sudas Mitzvah, and there's already Makurs in the Gemara that they had Suda Shabbos in the Shul, and Mamela, maybe that type of Suda is also permitted. But beyond that, we are still left wondering if you know how far to take it. Okay.